Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Now, lots of talk earlier this morning about casement and whether or not it is going to happen. The CEO and Provincial Secretary of the Ulster Council is Brian McAvoy, and he's available to chat to me. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I hope you're well. I've just come from the dentist. Mouth's a bit numb, so hopefully we'll get through this okay.
You're all right. You're okay. How confident are you, Brian, that we are going to see casement delivered? Because there were a few question marks yesterday. If we read the body language of the DUP, you read the body language, maybe more worryingly, of the Secretary of State.
Yeah, well, a few things there. I think, first of all, Frank, I think it is important to welcome the announcement by the Taoiseach and the Irish government yesterday. They put almost €1 billion of funding for a number of projects, one of which is Casement Park, but there's other ones like the A5, which is very, very close to us as well, and particularly our colleagues in Tyrone in relation to that, and other ones closer to home, which may be well aware of, Frank, Narrowwater Bridge, amongst others. So we welcome all that, but in particular, of course, the £50 million for Casement Park, which comes out of the Shared Island Fund, and of course, will have a much wider connotation than just Belfast and Ulster. It's obviously the north, south, there's even an east west dimension to it as well. So we welcome that, first of all. That's important.
Yeah, you're welcoming that money, and you're also, apparently, the GAA is also claiming some credit for that money, because the GAA is putting in £15 million, but they're claiming credit for the money coming from the Irish government due to the amount of lobbying you've been doing. Is that right?
Well, the credit obviously goes to the Irish government, but yes, it is fair to say that GAA independently went to the Irish government. We made a pitch with them. We've been working with them for quite a period of time, because we realised that the delay, we're not going to the reasons of the delay now at this point in time, but because of the delay, the costs have escalated, and there are of course other factors like Ukraine and now other wars in the Middle East as well, which don't help things, but because of the delay, there have been rising costs, and so we thought outside the box, and we thought it was important that we look beyond what were the existing partners, which is basically the executive and the GAA, and we were, thanks to our dealings with the Irish government, secured yesterday's announcement. So the combined total of GAA, £15 million commitment, plus the, I think it roughly translated about £43 million at today's figures. So we're close on £60 million there, and that's actually quite close to what the only other money on the table for Casement at this point in time is, the £61.5 million executive money. So we're virtually matching that.
Yeah, you can claim to be virtually matching it, but a lot of people will argue that that's Irish taxpayers' money as opposed to GAA money. Yes, you did lobby for it.
It was GAA money.
Yeah, but you lobbied for it.
Correct.
So
we lobbied for it. Yeah,
will the GAA, because a lot of people have used this term this morning to me earlier, will the GAA put its hand deeper into its pocket beyond the £15 million?
Well, I think there's a couple of points to make in this, Frank. I think that the first thing is, the GAA committed the £15 million, the government, the executive committed the £61.5 million, well over 10 years ago now, well over a decade ago. The first planning application was quashed. It was quashed by in High Court, not for any failings on part of the GAA, although we did take note of the issues that have been put forward by the residents, and that helped inform our second planning application. But it was basically to do with planning issues and planning process. When we lodged our second planning application back in February 2017, so that's 7 years ago, 5 of those 7 years we've had no executive. You know, so we cannot be held responsible for that delay either. So it is important to bear that in mind, that the cause of the delay are not down to the GAA. There was obviously some issue with the residents, as you know, their first judicial review, and that did allow for some of the pre-2014 delay. But subsequent to that, you know, there was a second challenge, which was dismissed in the High Court. But the bulk of the delay has basically been down to the fact that we haven't had an executive.
So there are a host of reasons as to why the amount has spiralled, but you still haven't answered the question, is the GAA prepared to pay a bit more?
Well, what I said is, we are an amateur organisation. We don't have the luxury of a World Rugby or a UEFA or a FIFA. So we are very limited in what we can do, and that is why we thought outside the box, and that is why we went. We weren't an obligation to do so, but that is why we went of our own volition to the Irish government and made a pitch to them, and that was successful.
Yeah, that was successful, but will you actually pay more out of GAA coffers? Is that still up for debate and discussion within the association?
Well, as I said, you know, we have limited scope as to what we can do. I mean, our figures are in the public domain. We're not a multi-billion pound organisation or anything like that. So there is very limited scope for us to make a further contribution. But I still don't think you can ignore that we're £43 million better off because of approaches made by the GAA. That should not be lost in this argument.
Okay, it is a strong argument. You did the lobbying and you convinced the Irish government to come up with the money, but you're sticking to your original donation is just the £15 million. How confident are you that the British government's going to pay what you're expecting them to pay? Because Chris Heaton-Harris was beginning to compare it to HS2 and the failure of the funding to be raised for that major project in England.
Yeah, well, Secretary of State, he has been an advocate of Casement Park, and he has given us today written assurances that the UK government fully supports the development of Casement Park, and that they are committed to working with the partners in the project to ensure that not only is the necessary funding available for Casement Park, but available to meet the requirements and timescales of Euro 2028. We have that in writing from the Secretary of State.
So you're confident that the money will be forthcoming?
Well, he has pledged to us in writing, so I have no reason to doubt him.
And there are some workers on the ground at present preparing Casement Park. Where are we at present with really the revealing of the name of the company that's going to deliver the stadium?
The contracting authority are the Department for Communities, assisted by Central Procurement Directors. So there is a live process, and the contractor will be secured from government framework. That process is underway.
And you're confident that later this year we will hear the name of the company that's doing it?
That will certainly be the information that we're receiving. But as I say, the Department for Communities are the contracting authority on this contract.
Okay, there's one final question to you, Brian. It's not the best of lines, but I do want to ask it because a lot of people have raised this morning on the programme. If we finally get Casement Park and it's all singing, all dancing, and it's, you know, packed for a variety of entertainment reasons, will the GAA be prepared to share the profits at Casement Park with the public exchequer as a return for the investment?
Yeah, well, there are limits in the planning, conditions of planning in relation to the number of concerts, which you did mention, just to put that out front. It's not as if we can pack it every week or anything like that. There are stipulations on what we can and can't do as part of the conditions of planning. What I would say is that the Casement Park is the third leg of the regional stadium programme, signed off by the executive, committed by the executive under a different programme for governments, similar conditions for both of us. So we will go into that agreement and hopefully it will get the stadium built on the same basis as the Ulster Rugby and the Irish Football Association have done, as it's all part of the one programme of government.
So the same rules for Windsor, for Ravenhill and for Casement?
Correct.
Okay. And you are confident, Brian, just finally, you're confident that there will be the Euros happening 2028. You're not aiming for the Ulster final of 2027, understandably, because that's the deadline for the event being, for the venue being delivered. But you are confident that come 2027, trial events will be able to be featured there to highlight the really the venue and to highlight the stadium's ability to cope.
Yeah, well, obviously it'd be brilliant to have the Euros in Belfast. You know, for many, many years, Belfast was on hitting world news for all sorts of different reasons. But wouldn't it be brilliant if we were able to be on the world globe for something very, very positive like the Euros? But we are aiming for Gaelic Games to be played in the stadium. Remember, this is first and foremost a Gaelic Games stadium. And we are aiming for Gaelic Games stadium to be played, matches to be played in Casement Park in 2027.
And you're confident they will be happening?
At this point in time, I'd be confident. Obviously, we still have the little matter of the funding, but there are commitments, and we expect those commitments to be honoured.
Okay. Brian, really appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's the Ulster Secretary, CEO of Ulster GAA, Brian McAvoy, pretty positive about Casement Park and his hopes for the delivery, indeed. 0289033105. Wesley is a point he wants to make on the back of that. Wesley, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.